From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has released its first review of teacher education programs. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips says the state review found that most colleges are doing a good job of preparing Missouri educators.
The vast majority of Missouri educator programs meet the state's expectations. That's based on the success of the about 15,000 teachers and principals certified in Missouri over the past 5 years. Success was measured by GPA, surveys, and passing certification tests within 2 attempts. Standout colleges include the University of Missouri, Kansas City, Truman State University, and Webster University. All of their educator programs scored at least a 90% on the review. Southeast Missouri State and 4 other colleges have at least one certification program that did not meet expectations. The idea behind the review is to create benchmarks for the state to evaluate and accredit colleges going forward. I'm Camille Phillips.
Missouri's House budget leader says lawmakers might not have changed corporate tax law if they had known what it actually cost. Republican House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick told the Associated Press that lawmakers had poor information when the 2015 bill came up for a vote. The measure was estimated to cost about $15 million annually. Corporate tax revenues dropped more than $155 million the first fiscal year it was implemented. Republican lawmakers in Missouri are now preparing to focus more attention on abortion issues. Marshall Griffin reports.
While no abortion bills have been passed by the House or Senate yet, several are now ready for floor debate. They include a measure that requires annual inspections of clinics and proper disposal of fetal remains. It's sponsored by GOP Senator Bob Onder of St. Charles County.
The reason we need to require annual inspections is because of the politically sensitive nature of abortion clinics. Many times they're just left alone and not inspected and insured for safety.
Democrats argue that women's health care providers are still being targeted by Republicans because of an altered video years ago claiming that Planned Parenthood was selling fetal tissue. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Another bill would grant jurisdiction for enforcing abortion laws to Missouri's Attorney General. Thousands of retired coal workers are less than 2 months away from losing their health insurance if Congress doesn't pass a bill to fund it. The U.S. bankruptcy laws protect many private sector pensions. Health benefits are not included. Several have written to their congressmen, including 77-year-old Bill Hull of Montrose, Missouri.
All those years that my wife and I raised our family and everything and looked forward to retirement, that we would be, our health care would be covered and our prescription drugs. And, you know, we always thought we was going to have that as a promise.
Benefits for 16,000 retirees and their dependents were set to expire at the end of 2016, but Congress passed a 4-month extension in a final effort to prevent a government shutdown. People across the country are mailing postcards to the White House, Trump Tower, and Mar-a-Lago today. Cafe Berlin hosted Postcards for Policy Friday night, an event that allowed people of all ages to speak their mind by writing on provided postcards. Eddie Hedrick says the key to working with the government is voicing your opinion and making sure the facts are known.
Whether you're for this government, not for this government, I think it's important for all of us. This is America, and to voice your opinions is part of what America is all about.
I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.